Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
This hour, we'll be hearing excerpts from the Intelligence Squared U.S. debate that took place at Asia Society in New York City on the evening of January 15, 2008. This series of debates is sponsored by the Rosenkranz Foundation, and the proposition this time is, we should accept performance-enhancing drugs in competitive sports. The audience was polled before and after the event. We'll have the final results later in the program. But the entry poll recorded the audience as only 18% in favor of the motion, 63% were against, and 19% were undecided. To set the tone of the event, here's the Rosenkranz Foundation's chairman, Robert Rosenkranz.
When we scheduled this event some 5 months ago, we had no idea it would be so timely. Just in the past month, the Mitchell Report was released, naming some 88 Major League Baseball players alleged to have used steroids and other drugs. Roger Clemens' denials have been heard in 60 Minutes and were front page news in Sunday's New York Times. Record-breaking sprinter Marion Jones was sentenced to 6 months in prison for lying to a federal grand jury about steroid use. Congressional hearings on steroid use and the Mitchell Report actually started today in Washington. Closer to home, just a few days ago, Ben Johnson dropped out as our panelist on his counsel's insistence because of Johnson's involvement in a related legal case that was just noticed for trial.
The moderator for the night was veteran NBC sports commentator Bob Costas. We'll hear from him later, but now we'll sample a few of the ideas presented in the opening statements. The first speaker of the night was Norman Faust. He's a professor of pediatrics and director of the bioethics program at the University of Wisconsin. He's speaking for the motion.
Everyone in this room uses performance-enhancing technology and drugs. We use cars and computers to make our work more efficient. We use caffeine, alcohol, and Viagra to improve our performance. And every athlete in recorded history has used performance-enhancing drugs. Babylonians and Romans used herbs to improve their performance in battle. Naked Greeks put on shoes to run faster. And runners everywhere carbo-loaded before races to enhance their performance. Why, then, do we have a replay of the Salem witch trials to discredit, humiliate, and incarcerate elite athletes for doing what has been a standard practice for millennia? And why, out of the 1,001 ways in which athletes enhance their performance, have steroids and growth hormone been selected for particular vilification? We contend that the reasons given are morally incoherent, reek of hypocrisy, and are based on ice-cold wrong information. Critics say that they confer an unfair advantage, but advantages are only unfair if they're unequally distributed. The usual solution is to expand access. When Bob Segrin showed up at the 72 Olympics with a fiberglass pole, it was not banned, but there was a time to allow others to practice with it, and it was incorporated. The unfair advantage claim is further undermined by rampant hypocrisy. In the 88 Olympics, when Ben Johnson lost his gold medal because of steroid use, on the same day and the same press tent, Janet Evans, the American swimmer who had won the 5K swim, bragged about the greasy swimsuit that we had.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.